Good evening, and welcome to an evening of traditional Jewish music. I'm especially happy to be here with my good friend Andy Statman, who I consider one of the greatest living exponents of this music. Maybe Andy can tell you a few things about these melodies.
Shalom Aleichem. How's everyone tonight? Okay? We just had a very good meal at the Royale, not that we're plugging it, but it's in New York you don't see kosher chicken fried steak on the menu, so along with Iranian cuisine and Chinese curry, so the first song I'm sure you know we played is Shalom Aleichem, which is sung when you return home from shul. And there are two malachim or angels that escort you back home and hopefully give you a bracha. And we played after that two Hasidic songs. The first one, Adir Hu, which is coming up soon with Pesach, which is written by Shlomo Karlbach. And the other was now called Moshe Emes. And it's attributed to probably the Breslov of Hasidim. We're going to do another song by Shlomo Karlbach called Shom Israel, or the Guardian of Israel. And we hope you enjoy it. And we sort of arranged this in a real old traditional style.
Thank you. Thank you.
introduce the members of this ensemble. Each and every one of them an incredible artist, and they represent a lot of musical history, especially with me. All these guys have recorded on many of my albums, and three of them are current members of my quintet. Our bass player has been with me for 12 years now, James Kerwin on the bass. Our all-purpose multi-instrumentalist over there plays octave, mandola, mandolin, violin, and tambourine, Joe Craven. Guitar from Cordoba, Argentina. My guitarist, Enrique Coria. Over on drums, it's a guy that's played drums for more hit records than anybody on the planet. And, you know, I started my style. I didn't have drums. And after about 10 or 12 years, I decided I was going to make a record with drums, and he's the guy I called. He's worked with everybody from Elvis to Frank Sinatra, Simon Garfunkel. He recorded Bridge Over Troubled Waters, Strangers in the Night, Be My Baby. That's the man with the beat, Hal Blaine.
It's a good Jewish boy, too.
So let's see, we've got a Russian march. You want to tell us something about this? Hal's going to kick it off.
This is a old, I guess, Russian. Maybe not Russian, it's or maybe Russian Hasidic march. Amongst the Hasidim, marches are very popular, particularly with the Polish Hasidim. And this is an old melody called, they call it Tosca, but Tosca. And it supposedly means longing for someone. And particularly in the case of at a religious wedding, would be longing for God, would be the expression of this. But this is a rousing march. So get out your flags and march.
Thank you.
Andy and I have collaborated on several projects in the past, oh, I don't know, 20 or 30 years. In fact, I'm proud to say that I gave him his first mandolin lesson way back when he was about 14, and I guess I was about 11. He didn't hardly need any lessons. And in 1978, I was asked to write some music for a film called King of the Gypsies, and got to hire all the musicians, and I was able to obtain the services of the great Stefan Grappelli and Andy and quite a few other great musicians, Ray Brown, Jacques Carlini. And here's one of the tunes I wrote for that movie, kind of in the style of the Hot Club of France. It's called Gypsy Swing.
Thank you.
Shalach Mitzvah, but they'll also put them in though.
Thank you.
play a medley of two pieces. The first one is an Andy Statman classic called Flatbush Waltz.
All right.
Yeah. Tied to it is one of my own, Opus 57.
Thank you.
Shabbos, call it the Shabbos Waltz. A little piece of herring, some potato cooker, right, and a little glass of schnapps, right at home. Here's the Shabbos Waltz.
time for a little levity, I think. And not only do we have one of the great drummers of our time with us, but within that same body lives one of the great Borscht Belt comedians of all time. Borscht and beyond. And so we'd like to ask Chaim Zalman Belsky, Hal Blaine, to tell you a few stories. How about it? Well, the first thing I want to say is, I think you all know I'm not a comedian, I'm not a comic, I'm just a storyteller. Through the years, I've been fortunate enough to have worked with all of the great Jewish comics as well as all of the Goyish comics. You're all laughing, so you understand what I'm saying. I picked up so many wonderful stories through the years, and I'm just going to pass a couple of stories along to you. Now, a lot of these are very old, wonderful, classic Jewish stories. So if you've heard them before, keep your mouth shut. You don't have to tell the person next to you. You know, the difference between Christians and Jews sometimes. You tell a Christian a story, he says, I don't get it. You tell the Jew the same story, he says, I heard it already. But I was reminded of, when I was coming over, we were flying over the mountains and it was really snowing heavily in the Denver area. And I spent a lot of time there. I was with the John Denver Show for about 9 years, did all those albums, and had lots of fun. And one of the things you might try sometimes, whenever I'm flying over mountains like that, if I'm sitting next to a stranger, sometimes I'll look out the window at the mountains, I'll say, isn't that cute, those people who were down there, they wrote their initials at the top of the mountain, H-E-L-P, isn't that cute? Try it sometime, people go crazy. Anyway, I was reminded of the story of a little Jewish man crossing the street in Brooklyn. And it's very, very cold. The snow is falling, and this poor man is crossing the street. The car hits him, bang, and he's laying there. And the police come running, and they put a little towel under him, and they put some little clothing on him, and they try to put something under his head to keep him warm. The nice Irish cop looks at him. He says, are you comfortable? And the little Jewish guy says, I make a living. It's a very old story, but like any story, if you haven't heard it, if you haven't heard it, it's new. And we just came from Arizona. We were playing a wonderful Jewish community center in Tucson. And all the time we were driving down there, I noticed there was all these Indian signs and Indian names everywhere you look. And so I was reminded of the wonderful story about a young Jewish boy that went off to college. And after he'd been in college for about 3 months, he called his dad, said, Pop, he said, I hope you're going to be happy for me. I met a wonderful girl, and I'm going to get married. And he said, oh, that's nice, sweetheart. I'm so happy you're going to get married. That's wonderful. He said, nice Jewish girl you met in college? Well, no, Pop, she's not Jewish. What is she? She's not Jewish. She's an American Indian girl. American Indian? You're not going to bring in my house. I don't want to know you. Don't call me no more. Don't ask for money. Well, about a year and a half went by. Kid called his father. He said, Pop, I know you've been upset with me, you've been angry, but I want you to know that my wife and I have been very happy. And we just had our first little baby, and in honor of you, Dad, we gave it a nice Jewish name. He said, oh, that's nice, sweetheart. What'd you name the baby? Whitefish. Children's stories. There's a wonderful story going around about that I heard some time ago about a little 7-year-old kids in the second grade. They come into school one day and they're having a history class, And the teacher says, children, if any one of you today can tell me who the greatest man that ever lived was, you will get an A in history, and I will personally give you $10 to spend any way you like. And she looked at the first little boy, and he said, Billy. Billy stood up. And he said, well, teacher, I think the greatest man that ever lived was Benjamin Franklin. I said, why do you say that, young man? Well, Benjamin Franklin invented the kite with the electricity and the key and the thunder and lightning. And if we didn't have electricity, we couldn't play our video games. Well, that's very nice, sweetheart, but that's not the answer I'm looking for. So look at the next little boy, Jimmy. Jimmy stood up and said, well, said, I think the greatest man that ever lived was Thomas Edison. Well, that's very good, but why do you say Thomas Edison? Well, Thomas Edison invented some of the stuff that goes with the electricity, and if we didn't have the electricity, we couldn't plug in our games. Well, that's very nice, sweetheart, thank you. But it's not the answer I'm looking for. She looked at little Irving was sitting there, and he raised his hand. Irving, you have an answer? Irving stood up, he said, well, teacher, I think the greatest man that ever lived was Jesus Christ. She said, Irving, you're absolutely right, and you're going to get an A in history, and I'm going to give you $10, you can spend it any way you like. But I'm curious, Irving, being of the Jewish faith, I thought maybe you would have said Moses. He said, teacher, in my heart, I know it's Moses. But hey, business is business. Let's go. They learned so young. I hope I'm not boring you up here. Because I really don't do comedy. I really don't do stand-up. I've just, as I said, they call me a raconteur that I can, not racketeer, raconteur, that I can tell stories sometimes. And actually, with the help of these guys, I'm actually going to be doing a comedy album, which I'm very thrilled about. You know, some years ago, I was on the road with Jay Leno, who's a very dear friend of mine, and I used to beg Jay, Jay, let's go in and do an album. It'll cost nothing. I've got you a deal at RCA. It'll be wonderful. And I don't want to do an album. Everybody does an album. He didn't want to do an album. And, of course, today he's making $8 million a year not doing albums. Anyway, there was a wonderful story I wanted to tell you about a funeral, oddly enough. But it was a happy funeral. People came, paid their last respects to Harry. He was a wonderful man. And all the women and all the men were around the widow, and they were saying, Rose, he was such a wonderful man. He's such a loss. And she said, you know, he was the best man in the world. There was nobody like this man. From the day we got married, he took care of me, wouldn't let me work. He worked his fingers to the bone. He paid for everything. The house, the children came, he paid for their school, their college. He paid, the man was a prince, he paid for everything. He even paid for this funeral. Can you imagine? He paid for his own funeral. Even the stone he paid for. This is a stone, you like it? I got it last Wednesday. You want me to get out of here? I'll get out of here. Get some music going. I'll tell you one more story that I love. We're talking about older folks, and of course I fall into that category. Being a senior citizen, I can't believe it. It seems like yesterday that I wasn't. But there's a wonderful story about three couples. And this microphone I'm going to throw up. There were three couples visiting in a home. And the wives were in the kitchen. The husbands were in the living room. And they were all talking about this, that, and the other thing. And one of the guys said, you know, he said, I just turned 79. But he said, I'm afraid that thing is starting to get me. I'm afraid I'm starting to forget. Can't remember things. The second guy said, you? He said, I'm only 75. I'm having the same trouble. I can't remember. Sometimes I go to the gas station, I forget to get gas. The third guy says, you know what? My wife and I went to a seminar just last week. They teach you word association. You never forget anything. You never forget. So one of the guys said, what's the name of the seminar? I'd love to go to this thing.
He said that the name of it is, wait a minute, I'll tell you the name of it. I got it here. You never forget anything. It's word association. You take one thing, you make it into another thing, and you never forget. It's this seminar. And he said, it's word association, a flower, wait a minute, a flower, a red flower with petals, with a long stem, with stickers. The guy said, that's a rose. He said, that's it. Rose, what was the name of that seminar we went to? Enough is enough. Let's have some music. Thank you very much. It was a great time. Thank you.
Georgia. No, that really is one of a beautiful tune by David, but we're going to, with your permission, do a Shlomo Carlbach tune for the sake of my brothers and friends. And this is a beautiful, haunting melody that is really an appeal for world peace. So, all right.
He's a rabbi? Kazatsky. And it's almost exactly like bluegrass, except it uses two mandolins. Zatsky is it's always must be played faster. So hence today we are playing it faster than we did yesterday. And the second time through we'll be playing it faster than the first time through. Which by now is making it pretty difficult, I'll tell you. But we're going to really try and do it again for you. Yeah, we've got a bench back there.
That's why there are no more men live clear.
That's right. Yeah, they all died out trying to keep up with themselves. Here is a new count, boys.
Thank you.
next piece is called Adon Olam. It used to be one of my favorite pieces in synagogue because it was just about at the end of the service. I found out a few weeks ago, much to my chagrin, that it's also at the beginning of the service. Andy can tell you more about that.
But there's always a good kiddush after the second Adon Olam is done. Not to worry. It's a very stately melody, as you hear, and we hope you enjoy it.
Got a new release out on the Shanaki label. It's called Between Heaven and Earth. Check it out. Bring any here with you? Doesn't have any here with you. We got a lot of my records here. And some other interesting Anne Lynn acoustic-related things. Enrique Coria has got a solo album. Joe Craven's got one. You got one here?
No,
Al's got a new album coming out. On what label?
On the Maurice Vintage.
Maurice Vintage.
Oh, Drums, Drums, A Go-Go.
Drums, Drums, A Go-Go. Anyhow, before we A Go-Go, we're going to play you a medley of some gypsy pieces that I wrote back, way back, and Andy helped me record these when I first wrote them, and we'll play a few of them right now for you. Thanks again.
Thank you.
finish off with the same piece of music that we played when we began the evening, Shalom Aleichem. Hello, goodbye, and may peace be with you all.
Thank you.
Joe Craven on the violin. Al Blaine on the drum. Jim Curran on the bass. Enrique Correa on the guitar. One and only Andy.